This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It was bound to happen. I knew it would happen. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. What is it you say, black man? Speak out. Speak of you. It was bound to happen. Black Lives Matter. It's a horrible thing that's happened, but it's a good thing that's happened because it's probably one of these tipping points at a point where things are starting to shift back. I'll give you an example before I get into this. I was out at the grocery store the other day, and when I've been going to the grocery store, in most places I go these days, I'm one maybe of two people that I'll see not wearing the mask. I mean, I'm one of maybe two. And generally, I'm the only one. Now, some people may have it below their nose a little bit or something, but I don't have it on at all, and I don't have it around my neck or anything. So I'm going through the store, and I'm like, Well, the other day I went out, and I was one of maybe six to eight that did not have the mask on. And I thought to myself, And see, I'm an observant guy. Because I look for stuff like that. I look at how people look at me, how they avoid me, and I crack up when I see them walking around me because I don't have my mask on. I'm thinking to myself, you must be out of your ever-loving mind, man. Anyway, I ain't going to get into the mask thing. Y'all know my hot buttons, and I see y'all pushing them out there in Radio Land. Stop pushing my button on these masks. Anyway, but I did notice this. More people not wearing their mask. Now, I mentioned the other day, the CDC is now out with this, we screwed up on the numbers, and sorry, not 153,504 people died, but only 9,201 at the time of that report. Big gap, right? In other words, 9,201 people. Do you know how many things kill you? If I said died by eating a blade of grass, I might have more than 9,201 people who died. Stupid liberals. That died from stupid stuff. But we went on lockdown. We dang near destroyed an economy. The world economy took a vicious hit over a disease that kills less people than a cold. This is pathetic. But anyway, I tell you all this stuff because there are things that can end up helping you in a way. And I want to segue into this whole thing about Black Lives Matter. Because from the tragedy can come the good. And in this particular case, I'm saying that Black Lives Matter may become the new Allahu Akbar. You know, those famous words that Muslim terrorists say before they commit heinous crimes like blowing things up. Sadly, the last words far too many human beings have heard as their last words. Was that redundant? I believe it was. But you get what I'm saying. When you hear Allahu Akbar, you better duck and hope for the best, because it's not words of, hey, how are you doing? Can I help you? Do you like fries with that? It's not like that. And Black Lives Matter may very well become that. Lucky for the world, folks, the cries of Allahu Akbar have been temporarily silenced by real leadership, because your president, the leader of the free world, has decimated many of these radical Muslim groups. Have you heard of ISIS in a while? Remember how prolific ISIS was? Every time you turned around, ISIS, ISIS, ISIS in the time of Obama. I'm going to have to look into this, but see how many people have been killed. Because I know the number's gone down. And I'm not going to bore you, because it could take us a whole program just talk about the numbers of people that died every year during the Obama administration. Thousands at the hands of radical Muslims as he proliferated that whole nonsense. Story after story of trucks being driven into crowds, all kinds of things. Very creative ways Muslims figured out, the radical version of these guys that figured out how to kill regular folks. But anyway, regardless that we've gotten rid of the Muslim scourge, we now have a new scourge, a new terror group, Black Lives Matter, and it may replace Allahu Akbar as a new phrase of death and mayhem, because I'm reading from Hot Air. They said a man named Steve Sinclair has been arrested and charged with the attempted murder and a hate crime for stabbing another man after shouting Black Lives Matter. Now, he didn't just stab another man. He stabbed a white man. He didn't stab another man. This wasn't a black-on-black crime, and he yelled, Black Lives Matter, and then killed a black man. He stabbed a white dude. Aurora, Colorado. The arrest affidavit said Sinclair used a knife to stab 29-year-old Michael Connor, who was transported to the hospital for his injuries and a collapsed lung. Connor, they finally say, a white male, told police while at the hospital that Sinclair, a black male, shouted, Black Lives Matter, prior to stabbing him. They said, it's unclear from the report what may have led up to the incident. But witnesses saw Sinclair walk up to Connor and say, I'm going to kill you and your dog. One witness said Connor tried to run away and defended himself with a stick. So here's what let me just interpret for you. Connor was doing nothing. He was walking dog while white. Let's see, WDWW. Walking dog while white. What would Jesus do? And this black dude, Steve Sinclair, is that his name? I'm surprised he had a white person's name. Steve Sinclair runs up to Connor and says, I'm going to kill you and your dog, stabs him, and says, Black Lives Matter. Huh. Let me tell you something. Somebody better tell the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, and any other BLM-supporting organizations that this stabbing is on them. They are responsible for this stabbing. Now, I've only heard of this one attack. I have not heard of any other attacks where a person yelled, Black Lives Matter. But I bet you money they exist. I know with certainty that the Black Lives Matter terrorist movement influences many of these types of attacks. And undoubtedly, there's been an increase in black-on-white crime. I bet if anybody goes and studies this, this is Kevin Jackson speaking from Common Sense. If anybody goes and studies this, they're going to find out I'm 100% right. So, all these corporations who support this terror group are going to be responsible for this. And maybe it's something our team will do. Maybe we will. We'll take this on. We'll do that research. Because we have to stop this thing in its tracks. We have to let these corporations know every dollar you give to that organization, you are contributing to racism and death and mayhem and chaos. And we're not going to let you get away with it. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill.
Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was talking about Don Lemon earlier and his fear for the Democrats, and then I went into Melania Trump's speech because I needed us to understand what it meant to have a first lady who really wants to represent the entirety of this country and how politically uniting she is, and that, and so is her husband. Yeah, but then came Barack Obama. Undoubtedly the most divisive president since Andrew Johnson. And at the end of Obama's racist reign of terror, America was more divided racially than it was in the 1960s. And worse, Democrats post-Obama became proudly and openly racist. And that's what you're seeing today. That's what you're seeing with Black Lives Matter and this idea that Black Lives Matter more. There's a commercial running right now that says no lives matter until Black Lives Matter. Then somebody ought to tell black people. I was doing a radio hit on a show and a guy calls up and he says about my film Bleeding Blue, which, by the way, I do ask each of you, if you want to do me a favor, I ask you to go to bleedingbluemovie.com. Rent that film. If you don't like it, send me a note and I will refund your money. Promise. If you don't like it, if you don't think that it does what I'm what we wanted it to do, which is tell the story of policing honestly, let me know. And you don't like it. And if you don't like it for any reason, I'm not talking about, oh, Kevin, the cinematography could have been a little better here. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if it doesn't resonate with you in terms of what we want to accomplish, send me a note. I will give you your money back. It is an look, you got to have $9.99 free to spend. But that's a good night, movie night for you and the family. Watch the film. If you don't like it, send me a note. Go to thekevinjacksonshow.com. Let me know. We'll refund your money. Make sure you give me your name, how you ordered it, and the last four digits of the credit card, and we'll get you situated. But anyway, yeah, Barack Obama, the most divisive president ever, and Democrats became so racist under him, they're openly racist, and they put it in your face. They want you to capitulate. You will bow down and kiss the boots of black folks. Now, in 2016, Democrats tried this old strategy of shifting Obama's racism to Donald Trump. And it might have worked, Scooby, if Republicans had selected a lesser candidate. But that stuff will not work with Donald Trump. And I mentioned this comment that he made earlier in another earlier part of the broadcast. He says, I've done more for blacks than any president since Abraham Lincoln. And it was a genius statement to utter because he's baiting the Democrats into discussing his record with blacks. Not going to reiterate all that because you can go look it up yourself. Just go get the download of the first hour of the show at thekevinjacksonshow.com and you can hear what I told you about that. But essentially he's saying, let's have the discussion. Because if you don't, I'm going to keep saying it. Genius way to go. Genius, because if the Democrats don't cover it, the statement stands. And how do you push back on it without highlighting Trump's accomplishment for blacks? And what does that highlight? That Democrats are liars. How could he be so good for blacks? How could he say that and be a racist? You get it? Whew. I swear, man, as a strategist, I look at this guy and I marvel. But I want to go back to this disgrace, though, John Lemon, who recognizes that these riots are hurting the Democrats. Trump stands for law and order. Democrats do not. And recently, even Captain Demento, Joe Biden, tried to backtrack on his support to defund the police. And his polls would show nobody bought Biden's or the Democrats' BS. So let me tell you what these post Democrat convention polls have revealed, folks. Biden and the Democrats lost massive ground to Donald Trump. Joe Biden can't galvanize his supposed base. And Democrats scared the living daylights out of their former base. That's what the polls show. I don't have to look at any official poll to give you that information. What I just gave you is not Rasmussen, it's not Zogby, it's not anything CBS Analytics, Fox News, Wall Street Journal / NBC, it's none of them. It is Kevin Jackson's Common Sense Poll. Now, if you want, I'll regale you with the numbers, because I tell everybody, I go, let me give you some truisms about this election. You ready? Here's some truisms. One, Donald Trump is a much better candidate in 2020 than he was in 2016. If I'm lying, somebody let me know. Please tell a brother, send a note. Kevin Jackson at Kevin Jackson TBS, if you want to send it on Twitter, Facebook, the Black Sphere. You want to send it to the show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You want to send it by mail. I don't care. But if you can tell me that Trump is not a better candidate in 2020 than he was in 2016, please share. All right, so that's number one. Number two, Hillary Clinton is a much better candidate than Joe Biden. Much better. She at least she passed out trying to keep up with Trump, but at least she was out. Joe Biden hides in a bunker and doesn't want to travel. We'll get more into that. But she's a better candidate, and I'll give you some more reasons why. Hillary Clinton, at the end of 2016, was a political powerhouse, a juggernaut. Nobody wanted to cross her, not even Obama. Obama doesn't like Hillary Clinton. He doesn't like her. He would have preferred anybody but her. But she was next in line, and doggone it, she had enough dirt on him where it was mutually assured destruction. So he did everything he could to make sure that woman got elected, and he couldn't bring her fat behind across the finish line. So if anybody can refute it, again, contact me. Who's a better candidate, Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden? Who's has the most political clout going into their primary and exiting it than either one of them? They did such a job with Hillary, they told Bernie, just move over. Just get out of the way. Bernie Sanders had beaten her. Bernie Sanders didn't beat Biden. He had beaten her. But they were like, no. Then they completely dismissed Bernie in the second one for Biden. So, but I go back. You tell me, who's a stronger candidate? Biden with dementia or Hillary Clinton? So you have that. Trump's more powerful, a better campaigner, and Hillary is a better candidate. Then, what about the weaponizing of the DOJ against Trump? You think Joe Biden has any of that capability? Of course not. He's got no capability of doing that. Joe Biden is at the mercy of the elements now, and Donald Trump controls the DOJ, so that's not going to happen. And then you've got Joe Biden, the candidate himself. He's got the baggage of Hunter Biden, Tara Reid, a terrible record as a legislator, 40-plus years of do-nothing activity except riding the coattails of a black man. He lives in the muscle memory of Barack Obama and thinks that he's going to win this race on Chinese Wu Flu and hiding out in his basement. That's how he thinks he's going to win. He thinks Trump is going to self-destruct. Hillary Clinton bet on that same strategy. How did it work out for her? So as you're evaluating all the other stuff you want to look at, just consider those things that I just told you. That's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. Don't sweat it. So how are the Democrats going to fight back against Trump? We'll get back on it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence in La Crosse, Wisconsin, speaking at the Dairyland Power Cooperative. On the heels of Friday's job report, Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says,
8.4% unemployment. The experts watching the job markets were saying we wouldn't get there maybe so late next year. Under the last administration, during the so-called Great Recession, our last economic downturn, it took 34 months, nearly 3 years, to get unemployment down under 8.5%.
The CDC is reminding everyone on this Labor Day to follow health and safety protocols amid the coronavirus pandemic. Health officials saying spending time with family and friends is all right as long as people follow proper social distancing guidelines, which can become an issue when things get crowded. This is USA Radio News. A dangerous heat wave will continue this Labor Day in California, Nevada, and Arizona. Parts of all three states under heat advisories. Weather Nation's Andrew Diemer on why it's been so hot in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, we just had this pattern that's been pretty consistent throughout the whole summer. It's just kept the heat baked over us, and we didn't get any of the moisture that usually brings temperatures down a little bit. So it's pretty much been the same story all July, August, and here through the first part of September. It's been, you know, pretty unprecedented warmth. And honestly, by any kind of numbers, any way you slice it, this entire summer has just been absolutely brutal.
Meanwhile, parts of Colorado and Wyoming on Tuesday could see up to 2 feet of snow. And as far as what's open on this Labor Day, most of your businesses, such as Target, Walmart, and Kroger grocery stores, are open during your normal business hours. Meanwhile, most federal banks and federal buildings are closed. And if you're looking to visit a national park, it's best to call ahead. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For those of you still scratching your heads over this Harris-Biden or Biden-Harris ticket, maybe it is the Harris-Biden ticket, right? I've got a couple of theories. I've got some theories around it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. And in order to set this up, I want to say a few things that you probably agree with, but historians are going to marvel at the takedown of the Democrats by Donald Trump. The damage that he caused Democrats to inflict on themselves cannot be calculated as Democrats became demented. We've heard the term Trump derangement syndrome, and it is legitimate whether you want to admit it or not. It's legit. Having lost the bully pulpit of the media, Democrats can't sell Americans as easily as they have in the past. We don't buy their nonsense. And this is so perplexing to them. Now, having said that, I will tell the Democrats, congratulations to get Americans to wear the mask, because they've rolled over and got their belly scratched for that. Many of you listening to me, you're part of it. But in terms of the vote and what's happening in the country politically outside of that. And by the way, let me interject here. It's liberalism that has you wearing that stupid mask. It just goes to show how well they've trained you. Even though you don't believe you've been trained, if you're wearing that mask willingly and you haven't fought it, oh, you're fighting it in your mind. Kevin, I don't think I need to wear this mask, but you wear it. I can't go into this business unless I wear this mask. Says who? You got legs. You can walk into any business not wearing a mask. They confront you, you just go, I'm not wearing it. I don't wear a mask. I said it the other day. Again, I say it, five, six times a day somewhere. I don't wear a mask. I walked in the location, the other guy, oh, you know what it was? I went to hit golf balls. And it says very clearly, do not enter the clubhouse without a mask. I walked right in. I go up to where I'm going to pay, and the guy goes, oh, sir, you're going to need to wear a mask. And I said, no, I don't. I said, I'm here to play golf. So you got 9 holes available for me to play. I was with my son who was waiting outside. I said, you got 9 holes for me to play or no? And he looked like, oh, boy. And then it took my credit card. And that was it. I don't wear your stupid mask. So anyway, you know, we've other than that, you've done pretty well, because you know what you have done. You've said, I no longer believe the media, even though you are believing media hype about the mask. For the most part, you've done your job. And so, having done that, the Democrats, the party of lynching of Negroes, finally is getting to the point where they're like exasperated. They're like, what else is it going to take? And compounding their plight is the fact that Donald Trump performs like a seasoned rock star. A rock star willing to slam Democrats' head with his guitar and then autograph the thing and sell it on eBay. He is, name all the top rock stars, Elvis Presley, the Rolling Stones and the Who and all of them combined, and Donald Trump makes them look like little boys playing in, you know, in their garages. They look like garage bands. Trump's constant butt-kicking of the Democrats forces them to make desperation move after desperation move, like selecting a presidential candidate who suffers from a brain disease. I want you to understand, he drove them to that. Then, that person picks the worst running mate possible. So you got to ask yourself, you step back a minute and you say, wait a minute, I don't get it. When something defies logic, you got to drop back and get out of your body and look at it differently. Democrats, folks, they want us to believe the polls. I want to explain the strategy. They want us to believe the polls, and they want us to believe the Black Lives Matter narrative. So believe it or not, Democrats plot to give America its first black female president. And CNN pimped this strategy in a tweet when they said Joe Biden made the pick that maximized his chances of continuing to make the race of a, make the race a straight referendum on Trump, while also selecting someone whose resume suggests being ready to step in if and when Biden decides to step aside. So I said, okay, we'll call it the step aside strategy. Maximize his chances by picking Harris. Yeah. Do you believe that? Do you believe he maximized his chances by picking Harris? You think she was the best possible candidate to win? Because I haven't met a single person who legitimately goes, yeah, that man, that was an awesome pick. The dementia has spread to other Democrats because CNN is clearly insane. Now, it's their editor-at-large, Chris Saliza, who is responsible for that tweet. And he implied that Biden would step aside for Kamala Harris. Another hint that Biden won't finish a presidential term if he were to win the presidency, which he won't. What CNN wants America to believe, folks, is that Biden is overwhelmingly wanted to replace Donald Trump. And if that isn't enough, they want us to believe that a massive loser like Kamala Harris is the person America wants to replace the newly anointed King Biden. Now, using this logic, Sanders should have been Biden's VP, or maybe Elizabeth Warren, or maybe Pete Buttigieg, or maybe, quote, undecided. Because Kamala Harris finished, I think, 7th or 8th in the Democratic primary. Now, do you think Democrats celebrated this decision of picking Kamala Harris? They did publicly. Here's what Obama said. Joe Biden nailed his decision. By choosing Senator Kamala Harris as America's next VP, he's underscored his own judgment and character. Reality shows us that these attributes are not optional in a president. They're requirements of the job. And now that Joe has an ideal partner to help him tackle the very real challenges America faces right now and in the years ahead. He praised the decision, Donna Brazile, many others publicly. But what is the real plot here, folks? Democrats have watched for over a decade how race politics has almost taken down their party. Really, it did take it down. The election of Obama was supposed to make future elections exponentially easier. Barack Obama was the savior. Are you kidding? But instead, Democrats were decimated in 2010. That year, Democrats looked like the losing side of the war scene in Gladiator. Y'all remember that? All those bodies laying over the battlefield as the Caesar looked on from horses, and Maximus was on his horse, and he comes up to visit Caesar, and he's like, you've won another war. That's what they look like. Now, Obama did get elected in 2012, but many former voters abandoned him. He didn't get anywhere close to the numbers he got in 2008, and others held their noses in order to honor their commitment that he just needs more time. Yeah. So much for the legacy of the first black president, a presidency so bad that America longed for a rich, white, Republican president. I wrote a piece about this. I said America only functions with a rich, white, Republican president. Democrats, folks, proved in the primary they were done with black candidates. None of the four black candidates gained a bit of traction with the black voters and certainly with Democrats in general. Instead, they again settled for a rich old white guy, and this rich old white guy has dementia. You want to talk about a referendum against black candidates when you'll elect a dude who's crazy? You can't speak any louder on that issue than that. So why bring in the light-skinned Negro with the fake sister dialect? Maybe to destroy her career. See, I have a theory. But I said this, you guys will remember, if you want to go back and look at the archives of the KevinJacksonShow.com, I said whoever Biden picks is a sacrificial lamb to the Democratic Party. It's somebody they want to get rid of. Anybody remember this? My producers are shaking their head. Yes, I said this. I believe this. They tested the water, the Democrats did. They ran four blacks, and black leftists didn't care that another Obama didn't emerge. So with the black vote in check, which Biden obviously said, why not silence the biggest mouth? Is this theory making any sense? I don't know. I think it does, because I don't think the Democrats like Joe Biden. I don't think they like Joe Biden for long. Joe Biden is a placeholder. He limped into to this thing. And even to this day, Joe Biden is still not like, woo-hoo-hoo, let's all go get behind Joe Biden. Do you know this? Joe Biden won 67% of the vote in New York in the primary, 57% in Kentucky. 67%. Bernie Sanders got 19% of the vote in Kentucky and 17% of the vote in Kentucky and 19% of the vote in New York.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Talked earlier about Michael Moore, and he was essentially made the statement that this is looking a lot like 2016. As I like to say to you folks, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, by the way. I can say it early because every year that we are under President Donald Trump is Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This one will be no different. The recovery happened just in time. The second version of the recovery happened just in time. Trump is rocking it again. And the Democrats have no recourse. They have just, all they can do is sit and look at Superman and go, don't bother shooting it. The bullets just bounce off. Oh, too funny, man. I love it. These leftists have finally got the fear of God in them. And I talked about it earlier with Michael Moore. He fears it. He fears what's happening. He fears the momentum that you are finally beginning to see, because I talk to you. Oh, I talk to you people all the time. You're like, Kev, man, what do you think? And I tell you. Have I wavered in any way? No. I've been truthful to the mission. And as I said before, it isn't just to make you feel good and to make myself feel good. To thine self be true. There is no person who's more serious about that. Be clear about who you are. When you're a management consultant, we do this thing called the fit gap. And in order to do a fit gap, you have to know the as is. That means what are we dealing with and what do we want to be? The as is and the to be. The fit gap is what's in between. Well, if you lie about the as is, you're going to be, you're not helping the to be. If you think you're all that and you're not, you don't believe you need a fit gap and you think everything's cool. But if you're serious about the as is and you define who you are and you say, you know what, I should strengthen my personal skills, my interpersonal skills, as opposed to going, shoot, everybody likes me. The Democrats, they lie about the as is. Everybody likes us, man. We're cool people. They got to like us. I mean, we're squirrel turd crazy, but they got to like us. Don't they like this anarchy and this terror that's going on? I mean, you know, Kamala Harris says it's going to continue. Don't they like it? Far too many Democrats have short-term memory problems, folks, because here's the problem. To be a Democrat, you have to suffer some form of brain damage. I know that might hurt a few of you because you are converted Democrats, but you can take it because you're now on the other side of this issue. And you say to yourselves, you know what? He's speaking truth. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com is speaking the truth to me. And I don't need to, I'm not going to make him feel preachy. I'm not going to say he's being preachy. He's telling me the truth. I can't be mad about that. So HBO Bill Maher has declared recently that he's very nervous about the Democratic nominee Joe Biden's chances against President Trump. The election only a few weeks away. He's going, what happened? Man, what happened to all this momentum and all this polling and all these things that I believed in? He obviously forgot the lesson of 2016. Come on, Bill, it isn't like having a baby where a woman goes, you know, a couple years later, you know, I forgot about all that pain and suffering I went through to have the baby. I'm ready to have another one. God programs women for that, or else there'd hardly be any second kids. But Democrats, come on. You got to remember. You have to remember the pain of 2016. I mean, that was a pain. Look, I don't know the worst pain a woman can suffer. Maybe it is childbirth. I do know one of the worst pains a man can suffer is a kick to the naughty bits. And I'm going to tell you something. When you've been kicked in the naughty bits, you don't want it anymore. They got kicked in the naughty bits with steel-tipped boots in 2016, and they act like they don't remember. Maher appeared on this new primetime show of the ethnocentric racist Joy Reid, and he shared his concern about a repeat of 2016. And here's what he says. I don't know if this stuff works, but it might. They call the show The Readout. But he was talking about the production of the Republican National Convention. And the two, Joy Reid and Bill Maher, discussed how smoothly the Republican convention ran, particularly in comparison to the Democrats' crap show. And here's what he went on to say. I'm feeling less confident about this. Maybe it's just their convention bump got to me, but I'm feeling less confident than I was a month ago. Well, let me tell you, if Maher was confident a month ago, he was delusional. You guys have heard me talk about this. Look, they can spin this any way they want, and you could buy into it. I don't care. I'm not going to be mad at you. But a month ago, 2 months ago, 5 months ago, a year ago, none of it was good news for the Democrats. If they want to make themselves feel that, oh man, a month ago, we were looking good. Yeah, what have you had? What's changed? I'm going to ask ask you, what changed? Did their candidate change? Did he suddenly get enthusiasm and popular or what? Nothing changed. Is Donald Trump put his foot in his mouth? No, because Donald Trump tells you the truth. You've gotten used to putting his foot in his mouth, but the problem is he's telling you the truth. Yeah, there are Mexicans bringing in, smuggling drugs and doing all kinds of nasty stuff. You want to make him a racist for saying that? What? He wasn't supposed to use the actual term for a Mexican? People are finally get recognized. Hey, this is not racism. That's realism. And they accept it. Like I told you, Donald Trump has hurt every part of the fabric of the Democrats. I said this earlier. He's hurt the fabric of the Democrats in every way. They are wearing tattered clothes that are unraveling right before you. And certainly at this point, the emperor has no clothes. He says, I feel very nervous, the same way I did 4 years ago at this time. You know what, Bill Maher? Congratulations. That is the most sane thing that you said so far and probably in a long time. You have no reason to feel comfort. He better feel nervous. Now, here's what's funny. It's ironic that the Democrats had access to all this Hollywood talent, and they produced that embarrassing crap show. And the Republicans produced an extravaganza with all the pageantry of a Las Vegas production. But move over, Chris Angel, because like a magician, President Trump appeared out of nowhere to respond to Maher's fears, and he tweeted, he said, leading in Michigan, leading in Minnesota, leading all over. Sorry. That's what he tweeted to Bill Maher. I got to tell you, every time the guy does this, I love it. Now, why do I call him a magician? A magician. Because he appears out of nowhere. He pulls rabbits out of his hat, out of his underwear. Donald Trump, it seems like he's every... If you're going to tweet against him or say something, I'm really scared. Boom, there's Trump. He's always there. The dude is omnipotent. Oh, no, omnipresent. Not omnipotent. That's God. Omnipresent. Anywhere he needs to be, pow, he's there. Now, that's a hard-working dude when he can respond back to Maher and say, ha, 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 leading in Michigan, leading in Minnesota, leading all over, sorry, and it was a direct tweet back to Maher. That's some first-class trolling. Maher didn't even finish making his statement before Trump pounced on him like a leopard. Trump is the left's greatest nightmare. And what's this song? Dream. I mean, he's Dreamy Boy for us. Because he has them just in abject fear. Man. Maher, I told you guys, Maher's not the only guy. I talked earlier in the broadcast. Michael Moore has the same fears. He's going, you know what, guys? If we don't get our act together, Donald Trump's going to win. And I tweeted to Michael Moore, hey, bro, or girl, whatever you call yourself, hey, person of unknown gender at this point in your career, there is nothing you can do to derail Donald Trump. Nothing. It is not going to happen. Yeah. Remember, Moore said this. Are you ready for a Trump victory? Are you mentally prepared to be outsmarted by Trump again? Do you find comfort in your certainty that there is no way Trump can win? Are you content with the trust you've placed in the DNC to pull this off? He's begging Democrats. Look, guys, this guy's beating us every time. I'm going to tell you right now. I would hate to be a Democrat for obvious reasons because Democrats are stupid. I would hate that. I don't want to be stupid. But it's worse to be so misinformed, to watch a guy that, I mean, besides being misinformed, to watch a guy that performs with such artistry and making your side look stupid. I mean, it's one thing to be stupid, but it's another to have somebody and you have no recourse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.